will keep on increasing in time as one proceeds now as the awakened one in the path of the in the path of liberation that has now been given by the Gnani Purush Dadashri. The Anubhav is the experience as that keeps on increasing, and once you understand the cardinal and the basic difference between Chandulal before Gnan and Chandulal after Gnan, Chandulal being the worldly name of this relative body complex of thought, speech and actions. So once you understand the difference between Chandulal before Gnan and Chandulal after Gnan, then you will experience this change through the medium of the experience of soul. The experience of the self is the differentiation between that which is the non-self and the awareness of the difference between the non-self and the self is the experience of the self. Before Gnan, that is before this awakening through the Gnan Vidhi of Dadashri, there was the experience of Dehadhyas. Dehadhyas means I am this body. And after the awakening of the Gnan, the new experience of I am the real self, I am the pure soul begins. The questioner asks, what happens when I experience Atma or the self? Dadashri replies, when you experience I am Atma, or I am pure soul, or I am the self, which is otherwise known in Gujarati and Hindi as Atmanubhav. Atma ka anubhav is in Hindi, Atmanubhav. When you experience, Dadashri says, when you experience that I am the pure soul, you are not bound by the experience of I am the body. Dehadhyas, or this the experience that is the constant awareness that I am this body, is destroyed, and as soon as this is destroyed, no new karma are being charged, period. I mean, there is no new karma charge. What more can you want? Dadashri asks us all. And the questioner replies, I want you to show me this path of Gnan, Dadashri. Dada, I would like for you to show me this path of knowledge. And Dadashri then writes on page 37, yes, I will show you this path. Not only will I show you this path, but I will also give you your Atma, yourself, in your hands. Questioner then asks, then the purpose of my human birth is fulfilled in all aspects. Dadashri says, yes, completely fulfilled. That which you cannot find through efforts of countless lifetimes, I will give you in 1 hour. Next subheading. It does not take any time to dispel darkness, which is referred to here as ignorance of the self. Questioner, many different ways to self-realization have been described in scriptures. For example, one has to achieve the qualities of discrimination, otherwise known as vivek. One has to achieve renunciation, otherwise known as vairagya. And one has to have the intense desire to know the self, the soul, one's own self. This is called mumukshuta. Mumukshuta. Again, so one has to have the qualities of discrimination, the qualities of renunciation, and the qualities of the intense desire to know the Lord within the self. Now, all these require time and effort, says the questioner, then how is it possible to receive this Gnan in just 1 hour? And Dadashri then replies, it does not take time to receive Gnan from a Gnani Purush. Gnan is pure light, prakash. As soon as the light is turned on, the darkness is dispelled instantaneously. Likewise, it does not take time at all for a Gnani Purush to dispel this ignorance, this darkness of ignorance, instantly, with the light of knowledge, which is Gnan. After this, you will not stumble or trip due to lack of light. You will not stumble in darkness. Questioner, as a prerequisite to achieving this Gnan, is it necessary for one to be elevated to a certain level of spirituality? Patrata is the word for certain attainment of spiritual insight within before one is ready for this knowledge, before one is ready to acquire this great knowledge. And Dadashri replies, one has already reached a spiritual level many times over in the past lives, but due to the ignorance of the real self, of his own self within, his ego has complicated his path. On the contrary, as he progressed to a higher spiritual level, the ego became stronger, heavier, because he believes himself to be of some importance. He feels superior because he feels he has attained something. If this was true, then why is he not able to overcome the obstacles in his life? Why is he suffering so? He has done so many sadhanas, that is called spiritual seeking. Sadhana means spiritual king. Various kinds of kriyas and all kinds of traditional paths that one adopts to try to attain a higher level within. And he has done them so many times over, but yet he has not become, yet he has not attained any success. It is because he has failed to know the answer to who am I. He has, because of his failure to get an experiential answer to this question, who am I, he has failed to know his real self. You know and have the experience that you are. You are that. That is called astitva. That you exist. This cannot be denied. But you do not know who you are. The awareness of who you are, really, is vastutva. The fact that you exist is called astitva, that everybody knows, but they don't know who they really are. And that is called vastutva. Gnani Purush gives you self-realization. Gnani Purush makes you realize the self within, which is making you realize the vastu within, the vastutva, which then automatically starts its independent progress towards purnatva, which is called full enlightenment or the fully realized state. So then there is the astitva, and with realization you attain vastutva, which then proceeds on its own towards purnatva or towards the full enlightenment process. Then you do not have to do anything. The difference is only in the direction of your vision. At this moment, all you are looking is in one direction, and I am looking the other way, I meaning the enlightened one. All I do, says the Gnani Purush Dadashri, is to change the direction of your vision, the way you look. This is called in Gujarati drashti fair, to turn the direction of your vision from the external towards the internal, where the Lord lies. This is the task of a Gnani Purush, to change this direction. But with divine grace and just with divine grace alone, Ishwar Anugrah, it is not possible. You need the Gnani Purush is therefore a necessary element in this entire process. Now, the next subheading is titled The Line of Demarcation Between Atma and Anatma, between the self and that which is non-S capital self, Anatma, the non-soul. Gnani Purush Dadashri states, the fact that you're able to attain realization of the self, which is called the Samkit state, in such a short time, is because the science of Akram Vignan, the stepless science, is now evident. In the traditional Kramic path, the science of the step-by-step progression to a higher level spiritually, in the traditional Kramic path, it is extremely difficult to attain this level of self-realization. Akram Vignan draws an exact line of demarcation between the self and the non-self, between the real and the relative. It clearly defines the properties and the characteristics of the real and the relative. As a result of this exact demarcation of precision, the results are immediate and experiential. In the Kramic path, which is the traditional path of progressing to higher levels of spirituality, this line of demarcation between the self and the non-self, between the real and the relative, is not clearly defined, and therefore it is very difficult to reach the exact correct location. But here, in Akram Vignan, once this distinction is made, the real will never then mingle with the relative, and the relative will never become the real. Gnani Purush Dadashri says, I separate within you the real from the relative forever. Next subheading, page 39, paths of two types, the step-by-step path called the Kramic path, or Akram means the one without steps, no step, or otherwise known as the lift or the elevator path. Gnani Purush Dadashri continues, the Gnan of the Tirthankars is Kramic Gnan. Tirthankars here are the ones, the 24 fully enlightened ones of the current descending half of the time cycle. The last one of them being Lord Mahavir. The Gnan of the Tirthankars is Kramic Gnan. That is the one, that is, the realization is attained by the process of climbing stairs. You have to go higher with each step you take. As you decrease your parigraha, which is your sense of this is mine, the level of spiritual progress internally increases. This is an extremely difficult path, and it takes innumerable lives. It is extremely difficult to decrease through one's own effort the sense of my-ness, that this is my body, my world, this belongs to me. And it takes innumerable lives. The progress occurs one step at a time, one level at a time, in this traditional Kramic path. And then Dadashri says, but this here is Akram Vignan. Akram Vignan is the absolute science that does not require one to climb any steps whatsoever in order to attain the experience of the real self. One need only enter the lift, or the lift is the British term for the elevator in the United States, the elevator of Akram Marg to become permanently blessed for final liberation called Moksha. Such is the beauty of Akram Path. One only needs to find this elevator and the salvation is his. I am merely a nimit, just an instrument showing you this path or pointing you in the right direction. Now, afterwards, once you sit in this elevator, you may need reassurance as to whether you are on the right track. Your assurance that you are on the right track is that your anger, your greed, your pride, your deceit will not arise. The internal suffering through these inner enemies will go away. This is your confirmation that you are on the right path. Then your work is done, is it not? Questioner replies, Kramik path is the main path, whereas Akram path is the new diversion highway, is it not? Is it the other Sri says, yes, the main path is the Kramik, the traditional path where you have to undergo penance, renunciation, recitation, reading scriptures, etc., and is associated with a lot of suffering in order to reach your goal or destination. The Kramik path is full of penance. Questioner then asks, therefore, there is a lot of suffering, and without these conflicts and difficulties, you cannot progress in the traditional Kramik path. Is that so? That's how she says, yes. The Kramik, or the traditional path, or towards further progress in spiritual realm, towards the self, is fully laden of both internal and external suffering till the very end. It is like purifying gold. You cannot do it without the heat of fire, and this heat of fire is the suffering. Questioner, are there any rules or niyams, disciplines in Akram as there are in the Kramik path? And Dada Shri replies, no, because every rule is relative, and for the relative, for example, to sit in a certain position, in a certain posture, all rules are applicable to the relative. And every rule is relative. There are no rules in the Akram path. And although the Akram path is effortless, very few people come here for salvation. Questioner says, the problem arises because everyone believes that you need to do something or the other in order to attain moksha or liberation. How can you achieve something without working for it or doing something? And the Dadashri replies, yes, how is it possible to achieve something without doing anything? If I ask you to do something, how will you be able to do it when you yourself are bound with anger, greed, deceit, pride, passions, and are bound by these dependencies of yours? How will you get yourself unbound and free? Nowadays, nobody has the energy or the shakti to do penance or taps. I am here to give you this new and simple Akram path. I am not only giving you this Akram path, but I am also simplifying the traditional Kramik path to such a level that heavy renunciations and taps will not be necessary. Questioner, will the Kramik path eventually also become so simple? And Dadashri replies, yes, we will also simplify the karmic path too. In the presence of Tirthankars, the fully enlightened ones, direct grace flows. But you need to remove all attachments. And because of this, many people are not able to progress. Here in the Akram path, too, direct grace of Tirthankars flow, but you do not have to renounce anything. Many will realize their self, their soul, through this Akram path, while Kramic path continues to exist as before. The Akram path is open and available, but for a limited period of time. Now the next heading is on page 42, a subheading entitled, One Who Meets Me is Qualified for Akram Gnan. Me here means the Gnani, the enlightened one. Now the questioner asks, if this is such a simple path, do we need to have any eligibility or qualifications? Dadashri, some people ask me, am I qualified to receive this Akram Gnan? So I reply, your meeting me in itself is your qualification. This meeting is due to scientific circumstantial evidences. Therefore, anyone that meets me is considered qualified. What is the reason behind his meeting me? It is because of his qualification. However, after having met me, if one doesn't attain self-realization, then it is because his own obstructive karma, which is otherwise called antaraya karma, prevent him from attaining what he seeks. Next heading, subheading, is called the ultimate goal. Questioner, is it some kind of a shortcut? Dadashri, yes, this is definitely a shortcut. Questioner, what is the ultimate goal? Dadashri, the ultimate goal is to attain permanent happiness, eternal bliss, total independence, freedom from all sense of bondage. Questioner, what is permanent happiness? Can you please describe it? Dadashri, you do not need to make any effort for eternal bliss or permanent happiness. It comes to you spontaneously and it is permanent. There is no pain or misery. Subheading, doership in the karmic path and non-doership in the akram path. Dadashri, once a question was asked, what is the difference between the karmic and the akram path? And I told that in karmic, everyone tells you to leave the wrong thing and do the right thing, to shun the negative and to proceed towards the positive. Everyone tells you to do something. This is the karmic path. In the karmic path, you are told to leave your weaknesses like anger, passion, greed, deceit, false pride, and to do things. Is that not what you have heard? Whereas here in Akram, you do not have to do anything. Nothing needs to be done whatsoever. In the Akram path, when your pocket is picked, the understanding arises that the other person has not picked the pocket and it is not my pocket that has been picked. And in the Kramic path, one would have to say that yes, he picked my pocket and my pocket was picked. Akram Vignan is like a lottery. When you win a lottery, Have you made any significant effort? Many people had bought lottery tickets, but only one won. In the same manner, this Akram Vignan gives you moksh right away, and this moksh is called cash moksh. Next subheading, experience of Akram Marg. Questioner, does one get the connection of Akram path because of past good deeds, otherwise called punya in Gujarati, punya is merit karma performed in the past life, and the effect of this, is it because of the effect of the merit karmas performed in the past life that one gets connected with Akram? And Dadashri replies, yes, it is only because of punya or merit karma of millions of lives that one gets the connection with Akram path. The Kramic path is a relative path. Relative means it gives worldly fruits and takes you towards moksha or liberation slowly, step by step. One has to purify the ego by various spiritual practices. Once the ego is purified, he reaches the door of liberation. One has to totally purify the ego by overcoming the weaknesses of anger, false pride, illusion, passion, deceit, and greed. Illusion-related behavior, which is deceit and greed. With Kramic path, this is very difficult. And here in the Akram path, Gnani Purush will purify your ego. He takes away your ego and your sense of attachment. What remains after this? Once your ego and your sense of minus has been taken away, what remains? You attain the experience of the pure self, Shuddha Atma, the pure soul. Once you experience Shuddha Atma, your final work is done. Next subheading, why has Akram path manifest? Dadashri, Kramic path is a comma, C-O-M-M-A, just as you would write on a piece of paper, a comma, and Akram path is the full stop. This Akram path arises rarely as an exception. The real highway is the real highway to moksha is the traditional Kramic path, step by step, step by step. The Akram path is manifest really when there are many human beings ready to be liberated and the traditional path has become complicated. The Akram path manifests itself through the Gnani Purush. Many teachers and gurus asked me, how come Akram path manifested itself in you? And I replied, the Kramic path is fractured. The whole basement of the Kramic path is rotted. And they asked, what is the proof? And I replied, the Kramic path is viable and functioning fully and possible when there is oneness, unity in thoughts, speech, and acts. They agreed that at the present time there is no oneness, no unity in thoughts, speech, and acts. That is why the karmic path is fractured. Next subheading, Akram. Next subheading, Akram. By the way, the term very commonly used for the path, spiritual path, is called the Marg, M-A-R-G. We will use the word path, Akram path. Dadashri continues, at the present time, the basement of the Akram path has rotted. Therefore, the Akram path has manifested itself. When the basement of the karmic path is repaired, which will take up to 3,000 years, the Akram path will not be necessary. Until that time, the Akram path will continue. This Akram path does not last for a very long time. At the present time, Akram path is the viable path and has taken the place of the traditional karmic path. Questioner, are you constructing an elevator? Dadashri replies, yes. Dadashri says, yes, this is the elevator path. If I tell them, go and climb these steps, and then how long will it take for them to climb, all these spiritual seekers? So I said, please sit in this elevator of Dada. All these rich people have luxuries at home, and they do not leave me. Next subheading, Priceless Internal Changes by Akram Vignan. Akram Vignan is a great wonder. After taking the Gnan, the knowledge, there is a significant change within the human being the very next day. Hearing this experience, people believe and are attracted here. I have instructed all these devotees to write about their experiences. All these followers, I have instructed them to write about their experiences. What they were like before they met Dada and what changes have occurred within them since meeting the Gnani Purush. When the world reads about these experiences, they will ask, how is it ever possible? How can a man change so suddenly and easily? And these changes have occurred not in one man, but 60,000 people. These are words of Dadashri, the Gnani Purush, and when Dadashri uttered this word, there were about 60,000 self-realized souls, or the other term for them is Mahatmas of Akram Vignan. This change within them is permanent. There is no negative thought within them about anybody else. When the intention to harm anybody arises, then it is immediately destroyed through the intent. What a tremendous change has occurred within them within such a short, very short time. Next subheading, Akram path in the world. Dadashri says, an event of great significance, as this has not happened anywhere else. Only Dada Bhagavan, this Dadashri addresses the Lord within, could accomplish this. Nobody else can. The Gnani Purush addresses the Lord within him and says, only Dada Bhagavan could accomplish this. Questioner, Dada, what will happen after you? Meaning, what will happen after you leave? Dadashri says, this path will continue. It is my desire that somebody gets qualified to continue. There is need for such a a person who will continue this path. Questionnaire, yes, this is required. Dadashri replies, yes, my desire will be fulfilled. Questionnaire, if the Sakram path will continue, it will be through the medium of an instrument, would it not? Through a nimit. And the nimit here is identified as a person whose body, the thought, speech and actions act as a vehicle for further progression and transmission of the science of the Akram path. And Dadashri replies, yes, Akram Vignan will continue. Akram Vignan will flourish if this continues for a couple of more years. This Dada meant, if this Dada says, Akram Vignan will continue to flourish. There will be talk of Akram Vignan all over the world. If there is a right thing and there is a wrong thing, the right will be accepted and implemented after a long time, and the wrong thing will be implemented immediately. This is the law of the world. If there is the right thing and the right thing is generally accepted and implemented after a significant time has passed, whereas the wrong thing is implemented relatively immediately. Now, moksh for woman by a Akram path is the heading. Moksh for women versus men is the issue here. And Dadashri says, people say that moksh or liberation is only for the male gender, men. There is, they say, no liberation for the female sex, the woman. But I say that there is moksh for the female sex too, for the woman too. Why not? They say, then they reply, that their nature is dominated, the nature of a woman is dominated by the inner negativities of attachment, which is otherwise known as moha, an illusion, which is, attachment is rag, and this arises out of illusion, which is moha. And so the illusion that I am Mary is so strong that it furthers more attachment in the woman as compared to in a man. So if the man has such a weakness, if the men also do have this inner weakness called maya, moha, and attachment, but his is the size of a peanut, whereas a woman would have it in the size of a melon, watermelon. And this is what Dadashri is comparing, the relative nature of moha, or this illusion that I am this body, in terms of the sex and the gender differences. Now, Dadashri then goes on to say, even then, moksh, even a woman will attain moksh, even if others say that she cannot. She will attain moksha because she is also, in reality, a soul. However, because of the predominance of the deep attachment and moha, an illusion, the woman, it takes just a little longer time. Next subheading, freedom through the science of self-realization of Akram Vignan. Dadashri says, this entire path is beyond the div. It is alaukik. It is real. There is no relative element in this path. Real means beyond this world, alaukik, and relative means of this world. This path is for the one who has tried everything else that is available in the world and has not found the solution to liberation. Otherwise, there are other standards and paths available. This is for those who want to transcend and to get out of relative standards. This is for those who want to get out of standards. This, says Dada Sri, is the inner science and it is permanent. Everything else you will see in this world is the outer science and it is temporary. This here will give you the experience of the eternal. This science is such that it will liberate you. This science liberates you. While performing all the other religions of the world, you get material happiness. And the traditional religions of the world prevent you from slipping down into negative levels and lower life forms, but they do not liberate you. Dharma, which is traditional religion, support you, whereas for moksha or liberation, you need the science of absolutism, otherwise known as the Vitarag Vignan. This Vignan, this science, has never been expressed in any scriptures. The Tirthankars knew this science, but they could not impart it to the people of their times. In these troubled times, very rarely does a Bhed Vignani, a scientist who is able to separate I and mine, come into existence and makes this science available to, quote-unquote, give to everyone. Thus, I am willing to give you whatever you are searching for. Ask all that you want. Ask for Nirvikalp Samadhi. Nirvikalp Samadhi is a state of the experience of the self wherein there is uninterrupted bliss of the self even amidst living life, daily life, which is filled with problems, with mental suffering, physical suffering, and externally induced suffering. So even amidst mental, physical, and external induced suffering, there is continued uninterrupted bliss of the self, which is the hallmark of Atma Vignan or self-realization. Dada Sri says, ask for a worry-free state. I will give you this with guarantee. Ask for whatever you want, but you should know what to ask for. This Vignan, this science, will give you freedom despite living this worldly life amongst wife, children, family, friends, co-workers, etc. Next subheading, get your work done. Page 47 of the cardinal book of Gnani Purush Dada Sri, entitled Who Am I, compiled and edited by Pujya Dr. Niruben Amin, who is the current Atma Gnani, continuing work of the Akram Vignani. Dada Sri says, get your work done. Whenever you can, get your work done. I am not forcing you or pushing you to come. Come if you feel like coming. If you like the worldly life and the status quo in your worldly life, then continue as you are. There is no pressure from my side. I am not here to write letters inviting you to come. If you happen to meet me, then I will tell you about this Gnan and suggest that you get your work, your human life goal, done. You get your work done. This is all I will tell you. Take advantage of this. For thousands of years, this science was hidden and was not available. Therefore, I am saying, from here onwards, whatever happens, let it be, but get your work done. Now, we are approaching the next chapter, chapter number 9 in this book of Who Am I? In this CD number 3 of audiobook of Dada Shri, the Gnani Purush. Chapter 9 is, the heading of the chapter 9 is, Who is Gnani Purush? And the subheading defines the distinctions between Sant Purush, the saints, and the Gnani Purush. Questioner, what is the difference between all those who have become saints, termed sants in India, and the Gnani Purush? And Dada Shri replies, a saint is someone who makes people do good deeds and discard bad deeds. Questioner, do you mean that the saint is someone who saves us from evil deeds, bad deeds? Such a person is called a saint? Dada Shri says, yes, a saint saves you, prevents you from performing bad deeds, but a Gnani Purush saves you from both the bad deeds and the good deeds. A Sant Purush or a saint leads you on the right path, whereas a Gnani Purush gives you total liberation. A Sant Purush or a saint is a traveler of a particular path. It means that he himself is walking on the path and encouraging others to walk along the path, saying, come walk with me. But a Gnani Purush has already reached the end of the path, and the Gnani Purush is the final destination, and therefore through him we can get our work done. Dada Shri says there are different levels of saints, and they can be, just as there are different teachers in the schooling of the kindergarten level or the first standard in school, the second standard, etc. But a Gnani Purush can give you total liberation. The ultimate goal, the highest spiritual standard, is attained only through the Gnani Purush. The Gnani Purush is a very rare entity, and only occasionally such a human being exists. The saints can render temporary happiness and this temporary happiness is in the relative realm only. Whereas the Gnani Purush will make you realize the eternal bliss, which is your true nature, which is you, and is not based on any emotions. The temporary happiness in the relative life is associated with emotionality, whereas the bliss of the self is beyond all emotions. There you can attain total contentment and harmony. However, says Dada Shri, a true saint is one who has no material attachments, is not attached to material things. And there are some saints who are mildly attached to material things, to a minimal level. But the levels of attachments of the worldly saints vary from degree to degree. Now, who is a true Gnani Purush? The one, Dada Shri says, a Gnani Purush is one who is devoid of ego and attachment, is devoid of ahamkar and mamata. Mamta means the sense of myness. And ego is, the definition of ego is, I am George, I am Ahmad, I am Mary. Therefore, you cannot call all saints Gnani Purush. Saints have not realized the self, the Atma. These saints, when they meet the Gnani Purush someday, they too will progress further. These saints also need ultimately to meet a Gnani Purush. Everyone will have to do so. There is no choice in this matter. Everybody desires this knowledge of the self. Everybody desires this bliss. Now, Gnani Purush is truly a wonder of the world, says Dadashri. Gnani Purush is the manifest light of the self. Next heading on page 9 of the book, Who Am I? Recognition of a Gnani Purush. Question mark. How do you recognize a Gnani Purush? Dadashri replies, Gnani Purush can be recognized by the presence of special aura and vibrations. The atmosphere around him is quite unique. His words draw you like a magnet. You can recognize him through his words. You can see and feel a special message and sense in his eyes. Gnani Purush has so many signs which are indisputable proofs of his presence. His words are like scriptures. His words are indeed new scriptures. His speech, his acts, and his humility are uniquely different, and they win you over. They win your mind. He has many unique qualities. What are the qualities of a Gnani Purush? What are the qualities of a Gnani Purush? The radiance of the sun and the coolness of the moon are part of nature. No man on this earth can have a smile of absolute, total liberation. This tension-free smile of a Gnani Purush makes anyone who meets him forget his pain and misery. Gnani Purush has no use of intellect, buddhi, that arises in the mind. Intellect is defined, by the way, as light of knowledge of the self that is coming through the medium of the ego. And so Gnani Purush has no use of the intellect that arises in the mind through the medium of the ego because he is endowed with the infinite knowledge of the all-knowing self. Gnani Purush does not have even the slightest ego or ahankar. Except for a Gnani Purush, it is hard to find an egoless person. In thousands of years, a Gnani Purush is born once. Whereas there is an abundance of saints and pandits, the experts in scriptures. There is, however, only very rarely the presence of an Atmagnani, knower of the self. The Atmagnani is full of bliss of the self and does not suffer any internal or external pain. In the presence of such an Atmagnani, a self-realized one, you too can be blessed forever. And the final blessing is called Kalyana. He who is realized can help others attain self-realization. These those who have acquired and attained total freedom can help others attain the same. Without Agnani Purush, it is impossible to attain Atmagnan or knowledge of the self. How can one who himself is drowning help others to stay afloat? Next subheading. Who is Dada Bhagavan? This is actually chapter number 10 on page 50 on the book Who Am I? The cardinal book of the Gnani Purush Akram Vignani Shri Dada Shri, who is presenting the direct path to the self, to the world. Under the chapter number 10, Who Dada Bhagavan, the clarifications are made in the subheading, I and Dada Bhagavan are not one. Questioner. Then how do you allow yourself to be called Bhagavan or God? And Dada Shri replies, I am not Bhagavan. In fact, I myself bow down to Dada Bhagavan. I am at 356 degrees level, whereas Dada Bhagavan, the Lord within, is at 360 degrees. I lack the 4 degrees, and therefore I bow down and worship the Dada Bhagavan, the Lord within me. Question mark. For what purpose and why do you do this? And Dada Shri replies, it is because I want to complete these 4 degrees. I will have to complete them, won't I? Would I not? Because I failed in these last 4 degrees, I have had to take another round and I had no choice that I'm here. Questioner, do you have a desire to be a Bhagavan or a God? Dada Shri replies, to me, to be a Bhagavan or a God is burdensome. I am a Laghuttam Purush. This is a terminology introduced by Dada Shri. Laghu means the one who is the lowest in the world, one who really considers everything to be higher than himself in the world. And this is the relative manifestation of the egoless state. So Dada Shri says, I am a Laghuttam Purush. Purush is the terminology used by Dada to define the self. And Dada says, I am a Laghuttam Purush, and for me to become a God is burdensome. There is no other man in this world that is lower than I. In fact, to become God would be embarrassing to me. And so the questioner replies, if you don't want to be God, then why do you make the effort to complete the 4 degrees? And Dada Shri replies, that is because I too need my ultimate liberation, otherwise known as final moksha or nirvana. What will I do with the title of Bhagavan? Bhagavan is only an adjective applicable to anyone who has the qualities that invoke worship and feelings of spiritual praise to within the other person. Questioner, at one time you have said that to give the adjective of Bhagavan to a Gnani Purush is the same as degrading him. Dada Shri says, yes, it is degrading. Gnani Purush has reached a very high level of spiritual evolution. Here, nowadays, even ordinary people call themselves Bhagavan. Now, the next subheading is the one on page 51, entitled Seen the World But Not Known the World Fully. The emphasis being on the words seen and knowing. Gnani Purush, Dadashri says, lacks only 4 degrees in attaining absolute total enlightenment, otherwise known as Kevala Gnana. Kevala Gnana. I have gone beyond, Dadashri says, the stage of self-realization, spiritually within, which is called Atmagnan, but I did not reach all the way to total absolute liberation or Keval Gnan, total absolute enlightenment or Keval Gnan. I failed the attainment of Keval Gnan or full enlightenment. Then the questioner asks, which 4 degrees are lacking, Dada? And Dadashri replies, the lack of the 4 degrees is due to the fact that even though I do not have any attachment, people of the world see my physical conduct as such, and therefore 4 degrees are deducted. Another reason would be that I understand this world truly. I have seen this world as it is, but I have yet to come to know it as it is, which is the experience of at the self level. Keval Gnan is knowing or experiencing the world as it is. I have seen it in my knowledge, understood it, but not known it completely. And this experience and the word knowing is used in an analogous manner, and it has nothing to do with relative experience. Dadashri is now referring to the real experience of the self only, after having been totally separated from the non-self, and for him this was a spontaneous event in 1958. Questioner now replies, what is the difference between understanding and knowing? And Dadashri now replies, I have fully understood. This is called darshan. I have not yet fully known, which is, this is called Gnan or the experience. Had I come to know it and experience it fully, then it would have been called full enlightenment or Keval Gnan, absolute enlightenment. I have fully understood it, so it is called Keval Darshan, absolute vision, not absolute total knowledge. Now, the next subheading is, manifested here, the Lord of 14 worlds. Questioner, for whom have you used the word Dada Bhagwan? Dadashri says, for Dada Bhagwan, not for me, I am a Gnani Purush. And then the questioner again asks, which Bhagwan? And Dadashri replies, Dada Bhagwan, the one who is the Lord of the 14 worlds. Here, who is this Lord of the 14 worlds, is also within you, but is not yet manifest. Here within me, he is manifest. The manifestation is the reason why it gives you results and spiritual fruits. Just by saying his name once, Dada Bhagwan, you can benefit. But when you utter his name with correct understanding, you will benefit greatly. Worldly obstructions or difficulties are removed by understanding and uttering the name of the Lord within. But you must not be greedy in worldly matters, because greed has no end. Do you understand what Dada Bhagwan is? What you see with your eyes is not Dada Bhagwan. You must be considering the person you see as Dada Bhagwan, right? But what you see with your eyes in front of you is not Dada Bhagwan, but what you see is a Patel from Dada Bhagwan. But what you see, correction, is a What you see with your eyes is A.M. Patel from Badran. Patel from Badran. Badran is a small city in India. Dadashi says, I, quote unquote, am a Gnani Purush, and Dada Bhagwan resides within me and is completely manifest within me. The Lord of the 14 worlds has expressed within me. I have personally seen and experienced him. H capital. Therefore, I say this with absolute guarantee and assurance that he is manifest within me. And who is it that is speaking all of these words? It is simply a tape recorder through which the tape is speaking. Dada Bhagwan has no speech. The Lord within has no speech. It is this Patel who is talking through the medium of the taped recorder. The tape, the language was taped in previous lives and it is now coming through. As the separation of Patel and Dada Bhagwan has occurred, there is no ego left to say that I am the speaker. The tape recorder speaks, the recorded tape is unfolding, and I am the knower and the observer of the speech. Even in you, the tape recorder speaks, but you believe that I am speaking. And with this belief, a false pride arises within you. For myself, I too have to bow down to Dada Bhagwan within me. Dada Bhagwan and I are separate, and our relationship is that of separate entities. But people look at this body, the spudgal, this body, the cosmic flux that is taking in and taking out of mine, and they say that this is Dada Bhagwan. No, how can this Patel of Bhadran become Dada Bhagwan? How can this worldly body become Dada Bhagwan? Now the next heading is a new chapter, chapter number 11, Who is Simandhar Swami? Subheading, Tirthankar, current living Tirthankar, Sri Simandhar Swami. Questioner, who is Simandhar Swami? Please explain this to us, Dada. Dadashri replies, Simandhar Swami is the present Tirthankar. He is the current living Tirthankar at another location, otherwise known as Kshetra. Just like the Tirthankars of the past, like Lord Rushabdev and Lord Mahavir, Sri Simandhar Swami is a Tirthankar too. He presently moves about in another location, and that location is called Mahavide Kshetra. Mahavir Bhagavan, or Lord Mahavir, has shown us and told us everything. But what can we do if people misunderstand his message altogether? Alas, this misunderstanding prevents the desired results or the spiritual fruits. Most of the people have misunderstood the great message of the Arihants. Most of the people nowadays have misunderstood the great message of the Arihants. Arihants are the most highly enlightened beings who have totally conquered their inner enemies. Ari means enemy, and those who have totally conquered their inner enemies of anger, attachment, greed, pride, deceit, passion. These Tirthankars have said, says Dadashri, now that the 24 Tirthankars have left this world, there will be no more Tirthankars now, from now on, in this phase of the current era of the time cycle, the descending half of the time cycle, this fifth era of the current descending time cycle. So worship the Tirthankars in Mahavideshetra because they are currently there and living and present. Alas, this fact has not remained in the people's awareness, and they continue to worship and recognize the last 24 Tirthankars as living Tirthankars. Whereas these Tirthankars have already attained moksha and do not have any human body form. Now, the next subheading is, when do you reap the benefits of the Navkar Mantra? The Navkar Mantra is the Gujarati terminology for the Namokar Mantra of the Arihants, and traditionally recited by those who are followers of the Jinas, the enlightened, absolute enlightened beings, otherwise known as the Tirthankars, namely the 24 Tirthankars. Now, Dadashri says that is why it became necessary to say Namo Arihantanam, that I pay and bow down and prostrate myself, pay my full obeisance to the Arihants. Then they will ask, where are the Arihants currently? Then I answer, bow down and pay your obeisance to the current living Tirthankar, Lord Simandhar Swami. Simandhar Swami. Swami is the other terminology for the Lord. And the final definition of Swami is the Lord within. Simandhar Swami is present in this universe. He is currently the reigning Arihant. Therefore, bow down to him. He is there now. In order for people to reap the exact benefits, an Arihant must be present in this entire Brahmand. I bow down to the Arihants wherever they are in the universe, is the message of Namo Arihantanam. If you bow down with this understanding, you will achieve beautiful results. Arihant means they must be living presently in this universe. Those who have attained nirvana, or freedom from the cycles of re-entry into various life forms, freedoms from the cycles of birth and death, these souls are called siddhas. Once they have attained nirvana, or final moksha, or liberation, they cannot be called Arihants again. Arihant necessarily means that the soul has a body, that they are in an embodied form, and they remain as Arihants until they attain nirvana, after which they are called Siddhas. Next subheading, remember Simandhar Swami only. Dadashri says, people ask me, why do you talk about Simandhar Swami only? Why don't you talk about the 24 Tirthankars? I replied, I do talk about the 24 Tirthankars, but I tell you about exactly the way things are. I speak more about Simandhar Swami because he is the current and the present living Tirthankar. And when you say Namo Arihantanam, this prayer reaches him. When you say the Navkar Mantra, the Namokar Mantra, you must remember Sri Simandar Swami, and then you would have said the Navkar Mantra exactly the way it should be. You must remember Simandar Swami when you must send your obeisance to the current living Tirthankar under the mantra when you recite Namo Arihantanam. And when you say Namo Siddhanam, then your message is going to the 24 Tirthankars who are no longer in the embodied form and they are liberated and they are in the Siddha state. So when you say Namo Siddhanam, you are invoking your obeisances to the 24 Tirthankars. Now the next subheading is special connection with Bharat Kshetra. Now the term Bharat Kshetra is being introduced here, which simply means this world of ours. In simple terms, questioner Nas asks, can you please describe the darshan of Sri Simandar Swami? The question is asked to Gnani Purush Dadashi, can you please describe the vision, the darshan that you have of Lord current living Tirthankar Sri Simandar Swami? And Dadashi replies, Sri Simandar Swami is 175,000 years old now. He is like Lord Rishabhdev, the first Tirthankar. Rishabhdev Bhagavan is the Lord of the whole universe. So also is Sri Simandar Swami, Lord Simandar Swami.